Quality. Quality is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Formatting added, conformance to requirements or fitness for use. Quality can be defined through five principal approaches. 1. Transcendent quality is an ideal and a condition of excellence. 2. Product-based quality is based on a product attribute. 3. User-based quality is fitness for use. 4. Manufacturing-based quality is conformance to requirements. 5. Value-based quality is the degree of excellence at an acceptable price. Also, quality has two major components. 1. Quality of conformance, which is quality defined by the absence of defects, and 2. Quality of design, which is quality measured by the degree of customer satisfaction with a product's characteristics and features. In other words, quality is a critical issue in product design and manufacture that can be measured and controlled in multiple ways. Methods of incorporating quality into design that are discussed next include design for quality, design for Six Sigma, and quality function deployment. Design for ergonomics would be another example. It is not addressed further in these materials. Design for quality. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines design for quality as a product design approach that uses quality measures to capture the extent to which the design meets the needs of the target market, customer attributes, as well as its actual performance, aesthetics, and cost. Design for quality uses a number of measurements to control quality. Each organization will determine the measurements they wish to use and then set requirements for acceptable quality and goals for exceptional quality. Some of these measurements will be subjective, such as for aesthetics. Benefits. Benefits of design for quality include the following. Fewer defects reduces waste and increases customer satisfaction. Sufficient quality is a common order qualifier. In addition, exceptional quality can serve as an order winner if the organization's strategy is to compete on quality. Trade-offs. Trade-offs of design for quality include the following. Quality may involve significant initial expense. Over time, quality usually lowers total costs, but these savings may be hard to trace back to the quality program. Design for Six Sigma. Design for Six Sigma is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an approach to designing products and processes that attempts to ensure the firm can provide products or services that meet Six Sigma quality levels. These quality levels correspond to approximately 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Six Sigma is addressed in more detail within the context of continuous improvement. Quality function deployment. Quality function deployment, QFD, is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a methodology designed to ensure that all the major requirements of the customer are identified and subsequently met or exceeded through the resulting product design process and the design and operation of the supporting production management system. QFD is more than just a design for quality philosophy. It extends to operations and support functions. However, QFD must start with design by translating customer segment demand data and the voice of the customer into design requirements. QFD uses precise steps and a methodology such as the House of Quality, which is essentially a comparative spreadsheet that ranks how a product or service stands up to customer wants as well as to what the competition is offering. All of this is translated into a set of technical specifications to meet customer priorities. The philosophy uses group decision-making to make sure that conflicts are resolved with the customer in mind. Benefits. Benefits of QFD include the following. Provides all of the benefits of design for quality. Improves customer service. Shows relative levels of interactions between desired product characteristics so they can be prioritized when in conflict with one another, for example, light and sturdy or fast acceleration and low gas mileage. Trade-offs. One issue with QFD is that, like any complex methodology, it requires the organization to wholeheartedly champion, adopt, and maintain it.